There are plenty of collectors out there, people who fixate or fall in love with an object of some kind. For kids, it could be a rock collection. Adults, maybe it's more vinyl records or maybe even stamps. But Marietta resident Jay Williams is different. Okay, he's a collector. But in this Atlanta Sound, we learned that his fascination is with typewriters. And that interest grew purely out of touch because he's blind.
So this is an Oliver, and as you see, the type bars come down from either side like that. I remember when I first felt of one of these, I was 12, and I thought, oh man, I've got to have this. My first name is Jay, J-A-Y. The last name is Williams, and I'm the typewriter guy. This is the oldest one I have. This is from 1887. Sounds like a typewriter. Beyond the usefulness of them and the fact that I like looking at my world and I like machines, I don't know what it is particularly about typewriters as opposed to computers, pianos. I don't know what it is about a typewriter that is in a class by itself. It just is. Now, this is interesting. This is a true noiseless typewriter. I just knew I liked them from the first time I ever saw one. I mean, we had a couple in our house, but it wasn't till I took typing class that I sat in front of a really good-sized office model. And, you know, that alone was impressive. But then when I realized that you better learn this because being blind, this is the way you're going to communicate with the sighted world. I didn't mind being blind. It's just I thought, I got the idea that if you're going to make it in the world, you had to know how these funny people with eyes did stuff. It was the first class I ever liked. I didn't like school, but typing class, I couldn't wait to come in again the next day. I thought, this is too much. It's like a calling. Either it's just something you do because it's functional, or something in you says, these are amazing. And I just knew I was totally amazed by these things. You know, you press a key and it's all physical. It's not electric. A modern keyboard, you press the key and you don't know what's going on between the key and what shows up on the screen. Whereas something like this, you can press a key and you can feel the difference in whether it's moving the wheel. You can watch the carriage move. You can actually say, there, I hit a letter and it's there. I like knowing that. I like knowing what happens there. That's a pretty cool machine up there, a Mole from the late teens. It looks like a roof. There's a roof over each side of the ribbon covers. I think that's pretty. And this is another machine that I think is just beautiful to touch. That's gorgeous. The sighted world is brought up with this thing, do not touch. It says you can look, but don't you dare touch. And at some point, people tried to make that happen with me. And I would simply say, you see and I feel. I may not see the color, but that curve feels wonderful to me.
Typewriter collector Jay Williams speaking to WABE producer Stephanie Stokes. You could submit your own idea for the Atlanta Sounds series at our webpage, wabe.org/AtlantaSounds.